Well, good morning and welcome to The Drive. Hey, I hope you guys are doing well this morning on Thursday, March 7th, right? Is that correct? Yeah, March 7th, and I'm trying to defrost my windows. It's 57 degrees. Let me move my coffee cup. The one time I recorded, I left my metal to-go coffee cup and in the drink holder, and sometimes I listen back just to make sure it worked for a second. And so I listen back and it was like rattling the whole time. I was like, such a little thing, don't really think about, but I'm like, if you guys have good speakers, that could tend to be annoying. So I now put it next to me when I do these, but you live and you learn, right? But here's the thing I love. As we're going through, you know, essentially the life of Jesus, the Gospel of Matthew, his actions and his words, I'm going to read a verse from Matthew as we're just systematically going along. And it says, when Jesus saw the crowds, this is huge. When Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Wow. All right. Hold on, let me open my windows, pull out the driveway so I can see what's going on. I love this. I love this because Jesus saw the state of the people. He saw the struggles. He got that there were, you know, the religious leaders were the ones harassing them. And he saw that, and he saw that they were helpless. He saw that they were in need. And he didn't just say, well, they can fend for themselves. Right? That's kind of like what the world does. Like, oh, they're having issues. Okay, when you're done having your little issues, come and then we can talk, or then we can hang out. You know, the world is really good at just either masking issues, problems, trials, or running away from it. Or, I mean, they're good at faking it. But we don't want to do that. That's not real. That's not, I believe, what God wants. He wants us to be real, honest, open with the struggles that we have, with the difficulties that we face, so that we can pray for one another, lift each other up. But we need to, first of all, see where there's a need. That's why fellowship, I think, is so important. You know, you talk to one another, you share your heart with one another. Yeah, of course you could. We talk about conversate about, you know, different hobbies, different things that we're doing, different projects, different books that we read. We talk about things. That's awesome. But also, there's a time to go deeper. I would say to get more real. To where it's like, well, how's your walk with the Lord? Well, I'm struggling in this area. Having issues in my marriage, I need prayer. Or work is horrible, I hate it, and my heart is hard towards it, and I don't even want to go there. I need prayer. You know, like just being real and honest. Like, we all go through struggles. And so Jesus saw that the people were harassed and helpless. And so he had compassion on them. He felt for them. But you know what Jesus did too? He took action. He didn't just go, oh, it's too bad for them. Oh, well. And then walk away. He didn't hope or pray someone else met their needs. He was the one there in the thick of it, of the crowd, of the people who were just going through it. And I recently heard someone say that, you know, the person recently started coming to our church, but she said, you know, I was going to, and this is not a knock against anything, I'm just stating the facts in order to demonstrate the importance of, you know, one another in each other's life. And so she was just saying that in her last church, when she was going through incredible difficulty, she tried to reach out to the leadership and the people in the church, and they didn't want to deal with her mess. And that, when I heard that, that grieved my heart like crazy. If I ever get to that point, I shouldn't be in ministry. In my mind, you know, like, oh yeah, you're going through this messy thing in your personal life, I don't want to deal with it. What? That's not the way of Jesus. Jesus dealt with those things. He went in the middle of the mess and did miracles, right? He went in the middle of the mess and met people where they were at. That's the way of Jesus. And he is our example. Right? And I love it. I read this morning in my Bible time that Jesus glorified God and he finished the work that God called him to do. Don't we want to say that? I finished the work that God called me to do. And I didn't glorify self, I glorified the Savior. I didn't do it for me, I did it for him. I wasn't trying to build my own kingdom here, I was furthering the kingdom of God. I was living for him. Don't we want to say that? I want to be able to say that at the end of my life. I finished the work that God called me to do. And that should be humbling. You know, we're called to magnify God, not magnify ourselves. That's the whole point, right? But compassion can't be absent from the Christian life. It's a huge thing. If someone's going through something, don't run away. Don't act like it's fine. Don't change a subject. Lean into it and say, Lord, pray for them. Say, Lord, help this person. They're going through it right now. And be there for that person. Listen to them. Be an ear to hear what they have to say. They might just need to share their heart and let it out, right? And we get to be there for them. And pray for them. And console them. And I love what Paul wrote to the Corinthians, that with the comfort that we get from God, we are to comfort one another. That should be the Christian life. Not, oh, you're in a mess. Oh, there's a thing going on in your life. Oh, there's a family situation. Oh, your marriage is bad. Well, try to fix that before you come talk to me again. No. God meets us where we're at. No matter if we're on the mountaintop or in the valley. You know, on a tropical beach or in the desert. God meets us where we're at. And therefore, we are to meet others where they're at. And have compassion. When we include compassion, we will care and have empathy towards others. And that's what we're called to do. Amen. Well, hey, God bless you guys. Hey, I hope you have an amazing Thursday. And we'll talk to you guys in the morning. Take care. Love you guys. Praying for you guys.